In Ephesians chapter 5, it says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I read this, I always feel prompted to stop and meditate on all the things I'm thankful for. Once, though, when I was doing this, a few things came to my mind that I was not thankful for. So I began to ask God, how could I be thankful for all things, since there were a few things I was not happy about in my life? I sensed the Holy Spirit challenge me to find something I could be thankful for, even in those situations that were difficult. I began to think of things that I could be thankful for, grateful at least that the situations were not as bad as they really could have been, relationships that maybe were not as good as they could be, but at least there were some good things in that relationship to be thankful for. Health that maybe was not perfect, but still grateful that I was able to do all the things that I could still do. In the process of doing this, I felt the true sense of the presence of God, and actually a birth in my spirit of a seed of hope. Maybe these things were not as bad as I had thought, and even if they were, there was hope they could get better. Complaining first starts in the mind and then finds its way out of our mouths, and when we complain, it's almost like pronouncing a curse. When we're thankful in our minds, that thankfulness also finds its way out of our mouths. Being thankful is like speaking life into situations. It drives away the darkness and despair. Be thankful for all things, both the good and the bad. Every time the temptation to complain springs up in our minds, ask God to help you find something to be thankful for in that situation. I believe God will honor this and bring new life into places where there once was only despair. Have a great day.